Alrighty, well, tonight talk is, we'll see, it's maybe not going to be as long as some, which is alright because we're running a bit late, but I want to talk on the subject of fight right, and I'll explain what I mean by that in a moment. And so, when we're trying to overcome addictions, or say if we're dealing with a mental health issue, it can be a very difficult struggle, where it's something where we don't get over it, we have success for a bit, but then we falter. And we recognize it's a struggle we need to win for our own physical, mental, spiritual health, for help of other people in our life, but it's a struggle we often find that we keep losing. And it can be very frustrating, very discouraging, and that's, I don't want us to be discouraged in that. We want to keep fighting. But the thing is, we always want to ask ourselves, okay, if I'm fighting and if I'm losing, why is that? Because sometimes we think, well, I just need to give it another try. But sometimes we have to evaluate, okay, why am I continually coming up with a lack of success? And I thought it was Albert Einstein, but now as you search for attributing quotes on the internet, they usually tell you, oh, yeah, this was attributed to this person, but they don't know if it actually was him or not.
Oh, I'll second your opinion of that.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I wondered why you didn't just say Einstein.
Yeah, well, that's who I thought it was. That's all I knew it was, but this is, at least, if he didn't say it, someone else that was really wise said, mm-hmm. This is, you define insanity as doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And that's so often, sometimes, what we can end up doing. We think, well, I'll just try it again, but then we don't succeed, and then I'll just try it one more time, and I'll succeed this time. But we have to think, okay, if I keep losing the battle, do I maybe need to change something? What's causing it? You can imagine, after, you could think of, say, a professional sports franchise. If this would be an example, the Edmonton Oilers, for instance, where they have spent all this time where they haven't made the playoffs. They made it 1 year, and then now they're back 2 years not making it. You see, okay, well, they're not going to just, we'll keep the same people here. They've actually made, like, a bunch of changes to the front office, to the coaching, and at least, you know, they're trying to do something different because they think maybe this will make a difference, and it's hard to say. If you're a Flames fan, you hope that it never does, but it's the thing, if we keep losing a battle, right, if we don't make any progress, we need to evaluate our tactics and make the necessary changes so that we can have victory. And so we don't just want to fight and keep fighting. We want to learn. We do want to keep fighting, but the thing is we need to learn to fight right. And so that's what we want to talk about tonight. And so first of all, we need to make sure that we're fighting the right enemy. Because a lot of times when we're struggling with an addiction, we often are fighting the wrong enemy. And so we want to think about it in a few different ways. First off, we can end up fighting our family and people are our true friends. And we've maybe experienced that, where someone's maybe trying to give us some encouragement, trying to direct us, trying to help us, and we're getting frustrated with them, pushing them away. In Proverbs, it talks about faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. That a lot of times your true friends are willing to openly rebuke you and actually kind of say something that's going to rub you the wrong way because they're trying to kind of shock you and get you back on the right path. And we can react to that, get offended, and push that person out of our life when instead we realize God's put that person in our life to help us. And so we don't want to fight those people. We don't want to fight our family that loves us and is trying to help us. And the thing is that we want to recognize people, those that are our true friends, because there's some that They're our friends, but they're actually kind of our partners in crime. They're the ones that are actually pushing us into the bad behavior then, and not helping us as we should. But as well, often when we're in addiction, we can end up fighting those in authority. It might be teachers, could be mentors, it could be law enforcement, it could be our employers, that these people are giving us a hard time and we're reacting to that. But we want to understand that they're part of God's umbrella of protection for us. That they're there to try to keep us safe, keep us on the right path. And if we're pushing them all aside and rebelling against them, we're usually going to end up in a lot of trouble. And we see in Romans 13 where it talks about those that are in authority, that they're a minister to God for us, for our good. And so we want to see them as such. As well, often we can end up fighting God and His plan for our lives. That we're upset with how our life is turning out. We're wondering, why did I get in this situation? God, how did you let this happen to me? And we don't realize, of course, God's allowing things to work together for good. He's allowing us to go through trials because He's wanting us to grow. And a lot of times we're reacting against those. And He's trying to direct us a certain way. He's trying to really sometimes get us into a point where we realize we can't do it ourselves so that we'll turn to Him. But many times we're pushing God out of our life instead of welcoming Him in. And we always end up making problems worse when we do that. That God is the one that does want to help us. And He's the one that can help us more than anyone else. And so we shouldn't be fighting against Him. We should have Him be fighting for us instead. And so we want to identify our true adversary, which is the devil. It talks about that in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. But in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, this is a good verse to remember. When we get into different situations, because it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And so that latter part, there's a lot of different words used there, but it's basically talking about like spiritual adversaries that we have in the spiritual realm. I'm not going to get into that too deeply tonight, but it's the idea that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And so if we're squabbling with someone that's flesh and blood, we've got to just stop for a minute and say, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to be fighting this person. That there's this spiritual aspect of this fight that I need to be going, and these people around me, they're not the ones that I'm supposed to be fighting with. And so it's important to remember that. But then as well, we need to recognize the greatest enemy we have to fight is ourselves. That the person that's going to give you the most trouble through your day is going to be the one that holds you back from finding freedom and victory and making progress so often is going to be yourself. Just your own selfishness, where it wants to feel sorry for itself, wants to be self-indulgent, wants to just say, oh, just do it one more time, it's not going to hurt anything. And so we want to realize we're that enemy that Paul talked about that in Romans 7, where he said, I wanted to do right, but I find that there's this part of me inside me that's warring against me and pushing me back to this life that I don't want. And it was just so frustrating. And we see in 1 Corinthians 9, he actually talks about that he says, I beat, like I bring, hold under my body and bring it under subjection, lest by any means that he would end up going off track. That he looked at that if I didn't fight that kind of those fleshly desires within me, they would end up defeating me, destroying my life and my reputation, everything else. And so we have to realize that in the battle with addiction, it's a spiritual adversary we're fighting, and the one that we fight the most is ourselves. And so that's how we need to direct our fighting. And so that's what we really want to see, that so many people that we're fighting against, they're actually our support group. They could be our allies to help us in the fight. And they can be that one that encourages us, that sometimes kind of gives us that kind of kick to get going sort of thing when we need it, and they can be helpful. And so we need to learn that, to fight the right enemy. But secondly, we need to fight at the right time. The right time. Because a lot of times what happens when we're trying to fight addiction and other different things, we start fighting our battles much too late. And so a lot of times what happens is we try to prevent the undesirable action from occurring after we've already been triggered. And so we have this craving, this desire, and we're trying to fight that desire, whereas really if we would have backed up a step and thought, okay, I know this is going to be a temptation for me, this is going to be a trigger for me, I should probably avoid that so that I'm not going down that path in my mind. But the problem is, not only don't avoid it, sometimes we even purposely expose ourselves to the trigger. And that's the whole thing with ourselves being our own worst enemy, that there's part of us that's saying, oh yeah, just go a little bit closer, see how close you get. You're not actually going to go into that. You're just going to kind of see it from a distance. And then you always get a little bit closer, and then you end up falling completely in, and it's like, oh, why did I do that? And it's like, well, because I tried playing chicken with this instead of staying away from it. And so we want to learn that. And as well, we focus on changing our negative behavior, but as well, we fail to confront the unhealthy thoughts and emotions that lead us into that behavior. And that's where we see principle number two: every sin has its origin in our hearts. That we have to examine that. What's the thought process that usually brings me into using and giving in again? This is what happens usually. This is how I react to it improperly. And then this is where I go. And so I'm going to see, maybe I can avoid being in that situation, but when I can't, I need to come up with a different reaction, a different way for my mind to go. And so we need to focus on that. Trying to deal not just with the actions, the behavior, but changing our thoughts so that our behavior can be changed as well. And so it's kind of the thing, from our time our day first starts, we need to be saying no to self-indulgence and preparing ourselves to face the challenges of life. That we just, and it's interesting, I know with the RU Plus program, they have calendars that they give people to work through, and they have different questions in there to challenge them. And one of the challenges that they ask them is, how did you spend the first hour of your day? And it's really something that you think about. How do we spend the first hour of the day? Is it something where we're preparing ourselves for the day, we're getting ready to face the challenges of life, or are we kind of taking it easy, self-indulging, wasting that time, not having it be as productive and helpful as it could be? And so it's kind of, in many ways, if we can start every day with even the smallest of victories, where we're saying no to self, where self, you can just kind of think of it, even something as simple as where your alarm goes off and self wants you to hit the snooze button 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 times, right? And instead you get up without hitting the snooze button. And self wants you to like laze around and surf the net for an hour before you do anything. And you say, nope, I've got something else to do. And so those are just things, different things that you do. It helps prepare you. You realize there's going to be challenges I'm going to face. I need to get ready for them. I need to use this time at the start of the day so that I can have victory later in the day. And so the thing is we kind of, a lot of times we do have that tendency, our self wants us to kind of loaf around and take it easy, and then something happens, we're not prepared, and then we react, and then we've already fallen before we even thought about it. But if we're realizing, yes, the devil's going to tempt me, there's going to be challenges, how am I going to face them, and we get that help from the Lord in the start of the day, that can get us on the right track. Then thirdly, we need to fight with the right weapons, and that's kind of what we talked about with principle number 8 that we looked at tonight, that a lot of times we try to use a lot of different weapons, and it's not that they don't help, it's not that they can't be part of what's going on, but a lot of times we find that we try one thing after another, and we find it might help us for a bit, but it doesn't end up giving us lasting freedom. We can try to defeat our addiction by sheer willpower, and that usually falls short. We can read a lot of different self-help books, and it can help us for a bit. We go through different programs, different support groups. We can get into different medications, and there's some that can help. But a lot of times what can happen is some of these things is we end up trading one addiction for another. That we were addicted to this thing, well now I'll take this drug, so I don't need this, but now I have to take this drug, and I'm dependent on it. And so we want to learn to have that complete freedom. And so, again, these are things that sometimes can help, but we realize, okay, they're not going to be the full solution that we need. And so to gain true lasting freedom, it's the idea is that we need to bring in the heavy artillery. And so in that sense, we want to use the weapons that God gives us so that we can win our battles. And it's kind of the thing is, we can maybe get a victory, temporary victory with some of these things, but doesn't make sense when, especially with, we think of the scourge that addiction has been in our life and the people that's hurt, we want it gone as quickly and as completely as possible from our life. And so we see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 3, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." And so that's what we want, is that idea that we don't fight with carnal weapons, but with spiritual weapons. And as you read through Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about this armor of God that he wants to give us so that we can stand against the temptations of the devil. And talking about things like truth and righteousness and preparation and peace and faith. And of course, our weapon being the word of God and prayer, that can help us a lot of times. In the moments when we're struggling, it's the idea that we can say, if we're anxious, that we can pray to God and he can give us his peace so we can calm down. Say if we're struggling with something and say with our thoughts going a certain way, but if we've been meditating on God's word, that we can focus on God's word, and that can help direct our minds away from that downward path and onto instead a path towards what is good. And so we want to think of that in that way. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to experience victory. And so he wants to give us what's going to give us that victory. And so I just want to share a couple more verses here. This is from Jeremiah chapter 17. And this is verse 5-8. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be care from the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." And so that's what we want to be. We want to be blessed and it comes as we trust in the Lord. And when we're facing a battle, we see that in Psalm 33 that people in the physical battle, they trust in armies and horses and artillery, but it's the idea that we need to trust in the Lord, that safety is of the Lord. He's the one that's going to give us victory. And it's the same as a physical battle, and it's much more the same in a spiritual battle as we're fighting addiction and these other issues in our life. And so it's looking to God for the victory that He can provide. And we see this in 1 John 5, verse 4, it says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." And so it's a thought that in our battle with addictions, we really want to think of it this way, that our victory is in many ways dependent upon what we place our faith in. And if we rely upon ourselves, our own strength, our own wisdom, we're not going to find the victory we seek. And that's the thing, that we always have to evaluate. What am I trusting in to bring me victory in this? And if we're going to trust in what's continually failed us, then it's going to be the same thing over and over and over again. We're going to experience defeat. But if we instead learn to put our trust in the God who never fails, if we learn to walk with Him, that we learn that it's like, it's not me trying hard to do better in my own strength, it's me developing my relationship with Him, so that He can transform me from the inside out. That as we put our faith and trust not in our power, but in His power, then that's when we can experience real victory.